Welcome to 51st Dates. I'm your host, Jolie Moore. I now know that hindsight is 20/20. This season, I'm going to share that wisdom with you. In every twice-weekly episode, I'm going to highlight one of my postcards from my Take Note, Stories of Narcissistic Abuse project and the unvarnished truth behind them. A lifetime of gaslighting and abuse are the reasons why my 51st Dates experiment was the unmitigated disaster that it was. I think it was kind of funny, a little bit tragic, but still a mess. Join me as I take on the task of finding out if my future self can forgive that person who lived through abuse and came out of the other side, still searching for a crazy, beautiful love story. Ready? Strap in. Let's go. Hi, and welcome to 51st Dates. This is your host, Jolie Moore. Welcome to the podcast. Actually, you know, I was actually just listening to a podcast, and I'll highly recommend it. I'll include it in the show notes. So the podcast is called Everybody Has a Secret. I'm listening to all these podcasts that are like storytelling podcasts with people with like gossip and secrets, and there's one called Everybody Has an Ex, and they're all pretty good. Everybody Has a Secret, I like sometimes I don't. Podcasts where the hosts talk a lot in the beginning are not always my favorite. I say as I talk. It depends. But, so this one came out on February 27th of 2025, and it's called I Read My Partner's Journal. So I was driving home from the beach, and I was listening to it, and the first half I was like, okay, this is a little crazy. And then they get to the second half of the story, and it blew my mind. I don't want to spoil it because it would just, the whole thing would be spoilers, but it's a really good episode. It's only like 35 minutes to listen to hear what this man thinks about his partner. Fascinating. The man is Paul. I'm not a fan of Paul right now. Let's get to card number 30, supermarket swap. My mother made me do all the grocery shopping when I turned 10. I learned how to write checks at an early age. So I write these essays before I do the podcast recording so I can have a little bit of a think about these cards because I did them maybe like 6 months to a year ago. I don't know. I was having like a moment where I was like, I got to write all these things down so I can remember them. And not be swayed by the idea that my upbringing was fine and my marriage was fine. So all that said, okay, first I'll say this. So when I was like 10, 11, 12, my mother would dip in and out. By 13, she was out. A store opened like a block and a half away. It was either like a Walbaum's or a ShopRite. These are like East Coast chains that may or may not exist anymore. I don't know. But I went on Google Maps to see, like, I wanted to see how far it was. Because, you know, when little kid likes things seem far. And I was right. It's like a block and a half down the street on the left side. You don't need all that. And I was looking at the map of the Google Street View to see what was there. I assumed the supermarket wasn't there anymore, and I wasn't wrong. What's there now is like a CVS, urgent care, and some kind of insurance company. But when they redid that little like plaza area, I believe the whole thing was that Walbaum's or ShopRite supermarket. So I remember when they built it, my mother was very excited because then we were within walking distance of a supermarket. Like a full service, like full size supermarket, like East Coast size, not West Coast size. And so I remember like we went down like when they first opened it a couple of times. And my mom took me down all the aisles and explained like this particular market to me. Now I didn't think much of it. But then like she would send me down and she was like my mother was home. Like she wasn't home some of the time. And so she would write a blank check, she wrote to the supermarket, and I think she would sign it and leave the amount blank. And then I learned how to write, like, the amounts for checks. In therapy, my therapist is like, this is not okay. She was like, you know, you're a parentified child, and you shouldn't be doing adult things at such a young age. But my mother's whole gambit was, if you go to the market, then you can pick whatever you want. And at that age, it was for me like Stouffer's, oh my God, French bread frozen pizza, which is kind of horrible, but I liked it back then. And then I went through like a hot dog phase, and also I could get like non-diet foods because my mother was often on a diet, and she'd have like Weight Watchers margarine in a tub that tastes like crap. It looks like plastic. Actually, it tastes like plastic. Or I had to buy like her 2-liter bottles of ginger ale because like her drink of choice was Dewars and ginger. But that was, they were heavy to carry home, that block and a half. I was little. When I was started writing the essay, what I realized is that I absolutely fucking hate grocery shopping. I'm going to go tomorrow to pick up some stuff for my son for the week. And I hate it. Like, if I could do anything in the world, I would never, ever, ever go to the grocery store. And I have it down to a science where I'm never in a grocery store longer than about 10 or 11 minutes. That's how much I hate it and how efficient I've become at shopping. I make a list, I go in, I get the vegetables, I get the meat, I get the fruit, I get the dairy, I get the eggs, I get the cheese, and then I leave. That's it. I really don't spend any more time at all in the market. But as I sat to write the essay, I wonder if I hate grocery shopping because I had to do it so young and it was an obligation and I would get in trouble if I didn't do it. Like, it wasn't like an option. It wasn't like, hey, could you go to the grocery store? It was, you need to go by this time. You can figure out what time you want to go. You need to get these things and then you can get something for yourself. But it was not optional. And I remember crying and being so upset because I really, really hated going. Although I'm not sure why. Like, I don't know, maybe little kids don't like going to grocery stores by themselves. I don't know. What was interesting, I was thinking, is that nobody ever asked for ID to write the check. And this is before debit and credit cards were like a thing. But then I realized when I was even younger, my mother used to send me to the corner store in Brooklyn. And she sent me for two things, either cigarettes, they're Marlboros in the red box. I can't remember what they're called, but they're like the red Marlboros, not the gold ones. I would get in trouble if I made that mistake. Or in the alternative, I had to pick up like malt liquor. You go in the store, it's in the back right-hand corner on the bottom. I mean, I can see it all. And I don't know what I'm more amazed at, that I could write checks with no ID as a child, or that I could buy liquor and cigarettes as a child with no ID. I assume you can now, though, in New York, who knows. But still hate a grocery store. I'm Julie Moore, and this has been 51st Dates, the podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, I hope you'll share, rate, and review it on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. It will help others find the crazy, beautiful love stories that I like to share. Also, please hit the subscribe button on your podcast app. If you'd like to know how this project started, my memoir, 51st Dates, is available wherever books are sold. A link is always included in the show notes. I'm also a romance writer. If you want to know more about my books, please visit joliemoore.com for more information. You can also follow me on Instagram, TikTok, and Substack at @xojoliemoore. The essays accompanying these postcards are available on Substack. You can also follow me on all social media at the same handle, @xojoliemoore. Thanks for listening, and I'll be in your ears very soon.